Any other senator desire to be heard on Senate Amendment Number 5? Seeing none, Senator from the 10th, you recognize to close.
I close.
Senator from the 10th renews her motion to adopt Senate Amendment Number 5. As many are of opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
To the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment has been adopted. Senator from Lewis was first on his feet. Senator from Lewis, what reason do you rise?
Mr. President, I have an amendment, and I move for its adoption. Amendment number 6, I believe.
Send your amendment forward. Your request a waiver of the reading?
I am requesting a waiver of the reading. It has been distributed.
A waiver will be granted. No objections being noted. A waiver will be granted. Senator from Lewis would like to explain.
Thank you, Mr. President. This amendment states that the law enforcement officers shall have immunity from criminal and civil liability while conducting service of process, in other words, while serving process, at the direction of the court to the extent that the officer's action do not violate clearly established rights. And actually, Mr. President, this is already language that is passed on Conference Committee Report Senate Bill 672, and that was sponsored by Senator from, well, I don't know where he's from, but I'd be glad to answer any questions, Mr. President.
Senator from Lewis moves for the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 6. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Does any senator desire to be heard on Senate Amendment Number 6? Seeing none, Senator from Lewis, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Lewis renews his motion to adopt Senate Amendment Number 6. As many are opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
To the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We've adopted Senate Amendment Number 6. Senator from the 4th is the only person on his feet. What reason do you rise?
I have an amendment.
Send your amendment forward.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's been distributed, and I request a waiver of the reading.
Seeing no objection, a waiver will be granted. Senator from the 4th.
This is my administrative hearing for child support bill. It's Senate Bill 695. It passed out of committee unanimously. We passed it out of the chamber unanimously. It's over in the House. It's got no fiscal note. And with that, I'll answer any questions.
Senator from the 4th moves for the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 7. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Green is on his feet.
President, while I support the amendment, I would...
Senator from Green, what reason do you rise?
I'm asking that you would lay the formal calendar with the amendment.
The bill will be laid on the informal calendar with the amendment pending.
Thank you.
Senator from Newton is on his feet.
Mr. President, 12 objections. Senator, go back to the order of business of resolutions.
Resolutions. Senator from Cole, what reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution.
Send it forward.
I am sending it forward. I ask for a waiver of the reading, and I move for its adoption.
Seeing no objection, Senator, I am being told you need an unanimous motion to suspend the rules to adopt your resolution.
Mr. President, I seek unanimous consent to suspend the rules to adopt the resolution I have sent forward.
Seeing no objections, it is granted. Senator, would like to explain your resolution?
Thank you, Mr. President. This resolution is something the chamber has adopted every year since before my time. It allows the silver-haired legislature to use the chambers on specified dates coming up this fall. And it's a great organization. I've attended several of these even before I was in the legislature. Even though I don't have silver hair, Mr. President, I've come and spoke to these folks before on various issues. And I would appreciate the body support in letting the silver-haired legislature use the chambers once again this fall.
Does any senator desire to be heard on the motion to adopt the resolution from the senator from Cole? Does any senator desire to be heard? Seeing none, Senator from Cole is recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Cole renews his motion to adopt the resolution. As many have opinion, that motion shall prevail. Say aye.
Aye.
To the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We have adopted the resolution. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, I object to the Senate go to business of message of the House of Representatives. Ask the Secretary please read the message.
Madam Secretary, please read the messages from the House.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed Senate Committee Substitute, House Committee Substitute, House Bill 1217 as amended. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed Senate Substitute, House Committee Substitute, House Bill 1075, Emergency Clause adopted. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed Senate Substitute, Senate Committee Substitute, House Committee Substitute, House Joint Resolution 90. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute, Senate Bill 794, entitled An Act Relating to Insurance Regulation, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested, respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate go to business reports of standing committees.
Reports from standing committees.
I'll go ahead and bring this in here. Senator from Clay.
President, your Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight has a report.
Please send it forward. Senator, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Government Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Committee Substitute, House Bill 1865, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attach do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Silby, Chairman.
And that was report was on behalf of the Senator from Webster. Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and Environment has a report.
Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, to which was referred House Committee Substitute, House Bill 1867, begs leave to report that it has considered the same, recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attach do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Lauger, Chairman.
Senator from Boone. Senator from Boone, you have a report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Appropriations has a report.
Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Appropriations, to which was referred House Bill 2077, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Schaefer, Chairman.
Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, no further business come to the body. I move the Senate stand in. Did you have any other business, Mr. President?
How about announcements, Senator, if you wish.
Okay, let's go to business of announcements.
Mr. President.
Announcements, Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to make an announcement that the annual Seersucker Caucus photo will be taking place immediately after we end our business here. And we'll have a photo with the senators. And then I also like to invite all the staffers and other folks who'd like to be part of another larger photo like we did last year. It's really kind of become a tradition that we're very proud of, Mr. President. And that's the announcement. Thank you.
Senator from the 9th.
Thank you. I have an announcement.
Proceed.
Thank you. I would like to invite everyone here, of course, and their staffs to the annual Gates Day in the Capitol on the fourth floor of this building. It clearly has been a tradition at the end of session for over the last 20 years that the senator from the 9th District would host Gates Barbecue in the Capitol 2 days before the end of session. So certainly we would like for everyone to participate and have your staff come along, too. Thank you.
Senator from Clay.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an announcement.
Proceed.
Your Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight is noticed for a hearing immediately upon recess, and that hearing has been canceled. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements? Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, no further business on the body, but the Senate stand in recess till 2 p.m. this day.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Newton. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day.